The biggest study of Nashville's transit system in years will be revealed today. It paints a detailed picture of what we already know. Nashville is struggling to get a growing population where they want to go, especially to work. Most of the 151-page report focuses on city buses. Rider Terrence Williamson knows them well. He got to his stop on time to catch a ride to his distribution job downtown.
I would like to see more consistent times on it because, for example, the bus was supposed to come at 10:26, and it came earlier than that.
You missed the bus this morning.
Oh, yes.
That's why he has a backup plan.
So I was going to give the bus about 5 more minutes, and I was just going to call a Lyft driver, so, you know.
But Williamson isn't ready to give up on the bus. He just wants it to work better.
I think sometimes in this city, we just think immediate. We don't think 20 to 25 years down the road.
You know, would it have been great if something grandiose or really effective were started 10 years ago? Sure, but it's not too late.
That's Metro Transit Chief Steve Bland. The MTA collected thousands of complaints and ideas from riders and also compared Nashville to 21 other cities. Researchers found that buses here don't come frequently enough. Ridership is low in a city that's more spread out. The good news is that Nashville's system is pretty cost-efficient. Yes, it will take a lot more money to get better, but Bland says the first step is knowing what people care about, a step that maybe was missed with the failed AMP bus project.
So if we design something that doesn't meet a customer's definition of convenience, they flat out aren't going to use it.
Convenience, for McQueen Michael, would be later hours. He's a musician who often pulls late shifts at a restaurant downtown.
There's a lot of people that work that don't work the normal 9-to-5. And it seems like the bus system is kind of geared that way. I mean, you can have more buses, but if nobody's taking it, that's a waste of money. But I think if you have extended hours, at least, people would be taking it. You'd be amazed how people would take it overnight.
That's the big goal, getting more transit riders so that traffic doesn't get worse.
Like, oh, there goes my bus. Great timing. There's certain things I'm willing to accept, that I'm willing to walk 2-3 blocks to my bus stop if my bus takes me close to work because I'm used to walking.
Michael and the city just want to find the easiest way to get around. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.